The 50 outer worlds, with a far smaller population in combination than that of Earth alone, nevertheless maintained a military potential perhaps 100 times greater. With their underpopulated worlds resting on a positronic robot economy, their energy production per human was thousands of times that of Earth. And it was the amount of energy a single human could produce that dictated military potential, standard of living, happiness, and all besides. Minim said, "One of the factors that conspires to keep us in that position is ignorance. Just that, ignorance. The spacers know all about us. They send missions enough to Earth, heaven knows. We know nothing about them except what they tell us. No man on Earth has ever as much as set foot on an outer world. You will, though." Bailey began, "I can't," but Minim repeated, "You will. Your position will be unique. You will be on Solaria on their invitation, doing a job to which they will assign you. When you return, you will have information useful to Earth." Bailey watched the Undersecretary through somber eyes.
"You mean I'm to spy for Earth?"
"No question of spying. You need do nothing they don't ask you to do. Just keep your eyes and mind open. Observe. There will be specialists on Earth when you return to analyze and interpret your observations." Bailey said,
"I take it there's a crisis, sir."
"Why do you say that?"
"Sending an Earthman to an outer world is risky. The spacers hate us. With the best will in the world, and even though I'm there on invitation, I could cause an interstellar incident. The terrestrial government could easily avoid sending me if they chose. They could say I was ill. The spacers are pathologically afraid of disease. They wouldn't want me for any reason if they thought I were ill."
"Do you suggest," said Minim, "we try that trick?"
"No. If the government had no other motive for sending me, they would think of that or something better without my help. So it follows that it is the question of spying that is the real essential. And if that is so, there must be more to it than just a see-what-you-can-see to justify the risk."
Bailey half expected an explosion and would have half welcomed one as a relief of pressure, but Minim only smiled frostily and said, "You can see past the non-essentials, it seems. But then, I expected no less." The Undersecretary leaned across his desk toward Bailey. "Here is certain information which you will discuss with no one, not even with other government officials. Our sociologists have been coming to certain conclusions concerning the present galactic situation. 50 outer worlds, underpopulated, roboticized, powerful, with people that are healthy and long-lived.